Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, I desire to see the goodness of God. I desire to see the goodness of God in every situation, everything that I go through, everything that we are in, everything that we face. Come on, everything that we've come from, to see the glory of God in the midst of everything. Say everything. Come on, let everything that has breath, praise God. Let everything that has breath, every part of me, every very fiber of my being, let it praise God. Amen? Come on, hallelujah. We can't stop praising God. We can't stop blessing His name, for He is good. He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. I just want to read a scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. This is in Habakkuk 2:14. I'm going to read a couple versions here. It says, "For the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." For the earth will be, say will be, filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the water covers the sea. That's the same as that. Just as the waters fill the sea, the land will be filled with the people who know and glorify God. That know and glorify God. That the whole earth, I want you to know that's what God sees. The whole earth to glorify God. Let all the earth glorify God. Everything. Amen. All the earth glorify His name. Come on, you got to help me tonight. 2 Peter. I got to catch my breath. I want you to come with me. 2 Peter 1:13. I'm going to read a few scriptures here that this has been in my heart. Is it 1:13 or 1:3? There we go. Yes. This is in 1 Peter. Hang on, I'm sorry. 2 Peter. It's in 2 Peter. 2 Peter, yes, 1:3. Remember, we talked last week about God. Moses said to God, he says, "Lord, show me your glory." And what did he show him? His goodness. Come on, what did he show? His goodness. Say the goodness of God. I want you to know that we're glory creators. We create glory. Amen. That's what happens when we come and worship. I want you to hear this and understand that the enemy, the system of the world, wants to cause you not to give glory to God, not to focus on the goodness of God, but on everything else. Come on, amen. All the things that sometimes cause us to get messy, even in relationships, all those different things, they pull from you that you don't give God the glory that He deserves. Amen. But God moves in glory. God moves in glory. He doesn't move outside of His glory. So we create glory as we worship His name. We begin to create the atmosphere. You know what? We are atmosphere creators. Hallelujah. Come on, I've been in situations where I've watched people with a bad attitude change the atmosphere. Have you been there? Come on. Have you been in places where that you've seen workplaces? We've been in workplaces. We've been in this room. And someone will walk in there and the power that's within them, come on, amen, that disruption, whatever that is, will change the atmosphere. We change atmospheres. Come on, amen. And he says, "And according to thy divine power, His power hath He given us all things that pertain unto life." He has given us everything that we need for life. And it says, "In godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue." He has called us to glory and virtue. He's called us to His image and His worth. To declare His image and His worth in the earth. Come on, you got to see this. "Whereby are we given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of His divine nature." That we be partakers of His nature. Not our nature. Not all those things around us. Partaking of that, but partaking of His nature. Come on, say, we got to tap in. We got to tap in to a higher atmosphere. Come on. We got to tap into who He is, His nature, His glory, His goodness, of His virtue, His likeness. He said, be holy as I'm holy. And He says, whereby you've given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, by these you might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. He says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Tell someone, add to your faith. I want you to see this. I wrote this down that we got to, the word glory means to recognize someone or something for what it is. I want you to understand that through the Word of God, through messages, through sermons, we need to come to the understanding of who He is. To the knowledge of who He is. His goodness, His mercy, His grace. And that happens. It doesn't happen all at one time. But I want you to know, say, God's working. I need to let God work. Come on, amen. I need to let God work in my life. I need to get out of the way. Because I want you to know, some things don't change because we're standing in God's way. Come on, sometimes it's our attitudes, it's our emotions, it's our action. It's because we're holding the heavens back because of selfish desires, selfish needs, whatever those things are. And God needs to make a way. And it happens gradually, one time, beyond and beyond. It's from glory to glory. I want you to know it's from the goodness of God to goodness of God. From me experiencing who He is. God wants me to be partakers of who He is. Tell your neighbor who He is. I don't know, I want you to hear this. I want you to know that by my how I react, what is released out of me is conditioned by what I'm partaking. If I don't got love flowing out of me, I want you to know that I'm not moving from glory to glory. I've stopped somewhere. I've disrupted God's plan because God wants me to be overflowed with peace and joy. He wants me to overflow it. Why? Because it is significant, because I am the image and likeness of God here. And the way they see God is the way they see me in the earth. That the whole earth be filled with His glory. I don't want to stop the glory. I don't want to stop the goodness. I don't want to stop what God's doing and getting in His way. But I want to fill the whole earth with His glory, His goodness. And He says, I missed it. Where are we at? He says, from glory to glory. Yes, I wrote this down. He says, more we encounter God. I want you to hear this. The more that we encounter God, it's less about have to. And it's more about want to. I want you to know this has gripped my heart. Because it's not about have to. It's about want to. The more I encounter God, the more I want to. Do all that He's called me to do. See, I want, it's about those things that I've struggled with in the past. It's not about have to do them, but the more that I encounter God, the more that I see His glory, His goodness of who He is, and demonstration of who He is, as we worship, as we praise, as I partake of His nature in the Word of God, and I acknowledge it, I take hold of it within my life. Guess what? That's what happens. I want to. Y'all know that whenever you're young, when I was a young boy, I didn't like to bathe. Guys get this. I think so. My daughter really didn't like to bathe much either, certain age. But now I can't get out. She's in there for 4 hours. We do have a well, baby. Come on, it's not the fountain, everlasting fountain. He's in your heart, but not out in the yard. But you see, I want you to know that I just didn't want to. Why? Because I didn't have time. I got better things to do. Tell your neighbor better things to do. I was okay being dirty. If you don't like to smell me. But I want you to know, as much as my dad yelled at me and told me, you need to bathe, you stink, I wouldn't do it. But one day, say one day. Who said that? I seen a girl. Something happened. I began to get in the shower. I began to use deodorant. Come on. What my father tried to force me to do with the law, with the have to, couldn't do it. But what happens with love? You don't have to, no, you want to. See, that's the difference from the law. Come on, amen. In the New Testament, the Old Testament, because the law, it was have to. But in the new, because of Christ, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Come on. I want you to know it's a want to. I want to do it. Come on. I want to do that. I want to be at a place. Come on. I want to smell good. I want to use that deodorant. I used to use that Kung Fu. High karate. There it is. High karate. And I didn't know better. But when you put it on your face, when you shave and you don't have any hair anyways, and you shave and you rub that on your face, you create skins and abrasions, and you take that high karate. Come on, it's like Home Alone all over again. That's the truth. But I tell you what it couldn't do for me. Love did a different thing. It's about want to now. Because I want to reveal His glory. I want to reveal who He is. It's not about that. So it says, and He says, in the knowledge, He says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. He says, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Come on. Say self-control. That's a big struggle sometimes. Because you get in the way. But I don't know, if we don't self-control, if we don't have any self-control, if we can't learn self-control, keep your mouth shut. And listen to God. Tell someone, listen to God. Because we get in the way when we let our mouth sometimes speak. And He says, in knowledge, temperance, self-control, and self-control, patience. I want you to see from glory to glory. Because in the midst of self-control, you're stopping and listening to God. Say, God, I want to say something bad right now to somebody. I was at work yesterday, and one of the guys told the new guy, he says, yeah, he's a preacher. I don't always tell people that. I mean, I just, you know, it comes up. I'm a preacher. Just to let you know. Because people change when they're around you. I want you to just act the way you are. Because it doesn't change whether you know it or not. I'm not about a title. It's who's in me. So I was standing there, and he looked, and he said, you're a preacher? And the first thing he says, you know what? I don't think I've ever heard you cuss. I said, well, that don't make me a preacher. He said, really, you are a preacher? I said, yeah, I'm a preacher. He says, oh. And we got into it a little bit, and after a little while, everybody was gone. It was him and me alone. I said, hey, what do you think about this Jesus that I serve? I said, do you know Him? And he stopped for a minute, and he says, not much. I said, well, I want to let you know that I'm here, and you're here for this reason, more than anything else. I says, I want you to know that I know Him, and I know His Father. And I said, and we're close. And I says, that relationship that I have with Him changed my life. And he stood there, and my heart began to break, because I looked at him that he didn't know of this goodness of God. He knows all the other stories, but he didn't know about this God that I'm in love with. So he says, and after this, he says, temperance, patience, and patience, godliness. Godliness. I want you to know, say God's working. See, every day, God doesn't stop. He's working right now in our hearts, speaking to us. But he doesn't want to stop. Say he don't want to stop. He wants to walk with you through this journey. He wants you to know him. He wants you to experience. How do you do that? Come on. By you losing that, coming into self-control, you begin to learn patience and learn that they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. You begin to come into another set of glory, glory to glory. You begin to experience God in one shift to another shift as he walks along with you. You begin to know him in his abundance and in your life. In what you don't have, in what he has. And that's how you experience it. It doesn't stop. He's still working. He's waiting. Come on, I want to work. I want to work. I want to work in your life. But you can't get in the way. Stop getting away. And he says, for these things, they're in you. He says, the godliness, then brotherly kindness. That's pretty far down the list, man. Shouldn't be. He says, and to brotherly kindness, love. Tell someone love. It's love. That, see, when we get beyond all those other, we get to a place of love. It's not about have to. I have to go to church. I have to do this. I have to. No. It's about a want to. I mean, I have to read my word. I have to pray. I want to. See, listen. And he says, but he that lacketh these things is blind. He says, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Come on, purged from his old sins. Ephesians 5:26. I want him to look this up while I keep going here. Amen? We all right? I'm just going to go right here where I think I'm going to go. Is that all right? Y'all with me? I wore this long, hot shirt. Why did I do that? Come on. We wear these sweatshirts. Come on. Why do we do this? We wear these. I seen you with a sweatshirt. I thought, man, we're both going to be really hot here. 2 Corinthians, are you there yet? He says, that you might be cleansed, sanctified, cleansed in it with the washing of the water of the word. That we are cleansed by the washing. Do you know what? I want you to know it's a continual washing. Come on. It's a continual washing of the word. Come on. See, God wants opportunity to speak in your heart. As you're at a place where you're stopping to say, God, Lord, I need to learn temperance. I need to learn self-control, God. And at that moment, as you're reading the word, God begins to bring you to a place where he whispers in your ear. He begins to work in your life. Begins to give you a revelation of something. Kill that heat for me, brother. And he says, and he might sanctify, that he might present to himself a glorious church. A glorious church. Come on. He says, not having spot nor wrinkle. He says, or any such thing, but it might be seen holy and without blemish. I want you to know that that's not how God sees it, but that's how we see it. We see ourselves with blemish. I want you to know, listen. Can I say this? Do you know, I'm just going to say it this way. I'm going to try to say it right. Sometimes when you get up in the morning and your hair, makeup's not done, your breath smells, you don't want to encounter your spouse sometimes. How many of you feel that sometimes maybe not going out or not going in front of somebody, I can't go out like this? We have heard. Come on, we've done this. Well, I can't go out like this or this or that. I want you to know, I want you to know, having that image sometimes keeps you out, keeps you, I can't go out, I can't go beyond. I need to stay behind. I need to not let nobody see me in this condition. See, that's the way we see ourselves sometimes. See, with that nature, with that understanding, we see ourselves. But he says, I see you without blemish. See, do you understand what I did for you at the cross? Hallelujah. I washed away, and the washing of the word reminds you. Come on. It brings you to the place of understanding, huh, of what I've done for you. Of how I made you perfect in every way. And until you come to that image and likeness, the world can't see it. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord. Listen, I want you to see that. Listen, He wants returning to a bride that knows who they are. Come on, that we're confident in who we are. And He says, He sees you perfect. Perfect. How does He see you? Perfect. Perfect. But we can see here, we can see there, it says that forgetting those things. Are you back to? Let's get back to Peter. He says, but these things, He says, be in you. He says that you abound. He says, for these things be in you abound that make you that you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That word barren means idle. That you become barren, idle to the knowledge of God, to the glory. Say the glory, to the goodness of who He is. He says, but he that lacks these things, he's blind and he cannot see afar off. He hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Come on, that you're perfect in all your ways. Come on, amen. I am perfect as he is perfect. It's not about me, it's all about Jesus. Amen. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall what? Never fall. That's a promise of God. If we continue to let God work in us and through us, you will never fail. God's not a liar. And so when I'm focusing and having the knowledge of who He is in my life, where we get off track is we focus about what I'm not, what I don't have, what I wish I had. That God doesn't love me, God doesn't care about me, but I need to focus on the knowledge of the goodness of God, of who He is in my life. It changes things. It disrupts the enemy's plans. 2 Corinthians 3. Am I making sense tonight? 2 Corinthians 3. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. I want to read this in the message, if that's all right. Give me a second. Here it is. He says, whenever though they turn to face God as Moses did, God removes the veil, and there they are, face to face with God. They suddenly recognize that God is living, a personal presence, not a piece of chiseled stone. And when God is personally present, say personally present. I want you to know that, listen, we got to recognize and we got to desire His present presence. His presence present. I need your presence present right now. In every moment. And he says that we recognize that constructing legislation and to recognize as obsolete, we're free of it. We're free of that old thing. Trying to do it on my own, trying to do it in my own ability. All of us. Nothing between us and God. Say nothing. And our faces shining with the brightness of His face. And so we are transfigured much like the Messiah. Our lives gradually become brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become like Him. As God enters my life and I become more like Him. In what? In the glory. In His goodness. In the knowledge of who He is. I want you to know that we come into the understanding of who He is changes everything. That's where your power lies. It's all about Jesus, tell someone. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. I try not to say it all the time. Listen, because I'm... Nevertheless shall turn the Lord. He says, nevertheless. He says, change from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians 4:14. He says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up also by Jesus shall present us with you, for all things are for your sakes. All things. Even the good and the bad, it's for the glory of God. I want you to hear this though. Listen, I want you to know that sometimes we think these things, that God did this, that God brought this sickness or this. God doesn't do that. Amen? He went to the cross and died on the cross to take my sickness and disease. He's not going to put it back on me. Tell someone, He's not putting it back on me. But in the midst of this world, in the things that we go through things come and they present themselves, but God is bigger and greater than what is presented before us. I need His present presence in the midst of that. And He says, and for all things are for your sakes, everything, God's working, say God's working, abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many affect to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Say glory by glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Say, God's working on me. What's happening in you is eternal. What is on the outside is temporary. Come on, we got to focus on eternal things and not temporary things. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 10. Listen to this. We then, as workers together with Him, we are workers together with Him. See, we got to be at a place where that we say, God, do your thing. I want you to know sometimes that's like work. Letting God work in us. Sometimes that's not always easy. Getting out of the way. You got to work with God. You got to work with me. Work with me. Come on, tell someone, work with me. What was that movie where that he says, I can't think of it. I have a movie in my head right now. He says, beseech you, Cuba Gooding, what was that? What he says? Yeah, help me help you. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Come, remember that where he's told Tom Cruise? Help me help you. I hear God saying that. Come on. I hear Him saying, please, Chris, help me help you. I want to take over. Help me help you. Come on. Are you tired of going through the same thing? Let me help you help you. Come on, amen. I want to help you. Come on. But you got to let me help you. So we're working together with God. He says, beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Don't receive the favor of God in vain. Don't receive it and just let it go. Come on, I want you to know that God's working with you. His grace doesn't stop. It's never ending. Come on, the favor of God is always available. Every single day, day by day, more and more, God wants to release His favor upon my life. For He saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When is it? Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. See, listen. He said, listen, don't give offense to it. He said, I want you to know that the way they see you, they see me. Tell your neighbor, the way they see you, the way they see him. He says, but in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God. You need to approve yourself. You need to tell yourself, I'm anointed for this. You need to tell yourself, you're anointed for this. No matter what situation, I have the anointing for this situation. I have the anointing for this moment. I'm anointed for this. He says, and giving offense, he says that things we're approving ourselves as ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in distresses. I'm anointed for this. In distress. This ain't my words. This is His words. He says, in stripes, He's working. And imprisonments, He's working. I need you to help me tonight. Here it is. Come on. In turmoil, He's working. In labor, He's working. Come on, amen. Listen to this. He says, in watchings, He's working. In fastings, He's working. By pureness, He's working. By knowledge, by long-suffering, He's working. By kindness, He's working. When you show kindness, God's working. He says, by the Holy Ghost, by love, He's working. Unframed. He says, by pureness. He says, by the word of truth, He's working. By the power of God. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left hand. By honor, He's working. By dishonor, when someone dishes you, He's working. Let Him work. By evil report, He's working. By good report, He's working. Come on, amen. It's to reveal His goodness, His glory. Come on, I want you to know, He's not intimidated by your situation. He wants to get the glory in the midst of it. He wants to reveal His goodness. Come on, He's working. Let Him work in it. Come on, I hear that in the Spirit. Come on, someone needs to catch it. Come on, it's not taught, it's caught. Come on, amen. He says, and an unknown and yet well-known. He says, I'm going to say that again. As deceivers and yet true. As unknown and yet well-known. He says, as dying and behold we live. As chastened and not killed. As sorrowful yet always rejoicing. As poor yet making many rich. As having nothing and yet possessing everything. Man, in everything, He's working. He's working. He's working. Come on, I just feel the Spirit of God saying, I'm working. I'm working, hallelujah. You don't see what's going on, but I'm working. You can't see it. There's things that are happening in your lives. Come on, you are here tonight to hear this. I want you to hear this. Come on, everybody that's here, God's working behind the scenes. You can't see it, but God's working. Come on, amen. We need to be patient. We need to let God do what He does. And in the midst of that, He will get the glory. Come on, He will get the praise in the midst of your turmoil, in the midst of your situation. God will get the glory. Come on, amen. Don't run in front of God. Don't run out in front of Him. Come on. Don't stop, but keep walking with God. Hallelujah. And let Him work. And watch Him work. Hallelujah. There's nothing more exciting than letting that anointing, come on, move in your life. Hallelujah. And touch you. Nothing more greater than that. Where did the time go? I'm almost done. He says, wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. For you do all things, you shall never fail. For so the entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of God, our Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not neglect to put you always in remembrance of these things. I'm reading this for this reason. I want you to hear this. He says, though you know them and be established in present truth. I want you to know that old manna will make you sick. But present truth will set you free. Come on. You will become bloated. What's it called? Irritable bowel. I'm going to tell you something. I know when some people aren't in present truth, they got irritable bowels. Listen. I have irritable bowel. I'm just saying it. Come on, wait. The truth will set you free. And I got to be careful. Oh yeah, whatever I'm eating was working. Unless I'm eating present truth, what mama makes. Come on, I want you to hear this. But sometimes I want you to know, when you got that place, ain't nothing anybody say to you. The what you're feeling, nothing can get interrupt you. If you're upset, your stomach hurts. Get out of my way. If I eat at Hoss's or a... I'm just saying this to you. Come on. Can I say this is real? This is real. If you eat a salad bar, I'm still anointed. Help me here. Come on. You eat a salad bar, I know I got to get... No, we got to stop. No, we ain't stopping nowhere, Kelly. But I want you to get this. Come on, why? Because you'll let nothing interrupt you. That's sometimes with people, they're not eating present truth. Come on. They're all upset. They're all bound up. They're all worked up. And my things frustrate them. And you can't focus on anything else but whatever happened to you. But God wants me to eat present truth. Present truth. It changes my life. Come on, it's present truth. What is the truth about? It's who He is. I want you to live in it. Present truth. Come on. What God did for me yesterday, I need to walk in present truth about what He's doing. I want to whisper and tell you how much I love you. Come on. Today, come on. Today I want to tell you I love you. Today I want you to walk in joy. Today I want you to experience my peace. Come on. In the midst of the turmoil, I want you to know who I am. I want you to taste present truth. Break you, set you free. That's the reality God wants us. And He says, yea, I think it meet as long as I am in this time to stir you up and to put you in remembrance. And to put you in remembrance that you're anointed for this. To remind you you're anointed for this. To remind you of it. To take hold of it. And to walk in it. You're anointed for this. Oh, my last scripture, Acts 26. I want you to see this. Hallelujah. Listen, you could take this. I just want to read this part. He says, this is Paul. And he says, which I do also, this is in 26:10. He says, these things I do to Jerusalem, many of the saints did I shut in prison. I put people in prison. Come on. Listen, I was representing God. Come on. Paul was a leader in the church as a Jewish leader. Come on, amen. He profited from it. And when Jesus came around, it upset him. It was disrupting the flow of things. So here he is. He says, and he said, and having received authority, he says, from the chief priest, and they were put to death. He killed the Jews. Have gave me a voice against them. They gave me a voice. But there's a greater voice. He says, you might have some plans. I want you just to catch this. Come on. I want you just to catch this as I finish. I want you to take hold of this for your lives. That sometimes we walked unchecked. We do our own thing. But Jesus wants to disrupt. He wants us to disrupt that authority that we think we have in our own strength and our own ability. Sometimes it's trying to, because why? Because you're made in His image and likeness. And when you're not portraying that, He's going to disrupt the flow of things. He says He was acting contrary to what God called Him to be. Contrary. And the word authority, without hindrance and no restraint. Sometimes we live our lives with no restraint. With our flesh. No restraint. No self-control. Come on, amen. We let our emotions run amok on us. We have, he says, and I punish them often in the sin. I compelled them to blaspheme and being exceedingly mad against them. He says, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon I went to Damascus with authority. He says, and I commissioned from the chief priest. He says, but at midday, O king, he says, I saw in the way. I seen a light. Whew. He says, from heaven above. It was like the brightness of the sun. He says, shouting round about me and them which were journeyed with me. He says, and when we are fallen down to the earth, he says, I heard a voice speaking unto me. He says, and it was in Hebrew tongue, and it called out my name. He said, Saul, Saul. He says, why do you persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the bricks. And that's a prod that whenever they would use for cattle to get them to move them, they would poke them. And when the oxen were upset, they would push back against it, but it wouldn't work well. He's telling him, he says, listen, you've challenged my authority of who I am, and it's not working out well for you. You're living your life contrary to what you've created to live. I've come to disrupt things. I've come to change your plans, Saul. I'm going to change your name. I'm going to change your heart. You're going to go from glory to glory. And he said, and he said unto him, who are you? And he says, I am Jesus, who you persecute. But rise. He says, and stand upon your feet for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which you have seen and of these things which will appear unto you, delivering you from the people. Sometimes we've got to let God deliver us from people. And he says, and the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, he says, and open your eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that you may receive forgiveness of sins in the inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Listen, I want you to see this, to know that he changed his plans. God says, I got a plan for you to glorify my name. For you, the chiefest among sinners, murderer, a thief, you are going to give me glory. Your life is going to give me praise. Everything within you is going to glorify my name. I want you to know, little did he know what he's going to go through. Fires, imprisonment, beatings, rejections, doubt, fear. So many things went through his life. All these different things that he would glorify God's name. Come on, amen. Would you stand to your feet? Wow. Tell someone, I'm anointed for this. I'm anointed for this. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're facing, you're anointed. You're anointed for daily living. So I want you to know, it's the day and day by things that we begin to experience God. We begin to learn to trust God. Let Him have His way. Let Him do what He needs to do. And experience it, to take hold of it, to believe it, not move from it, but stand in it. I'd like you to take this home with you. 2 Corinthians 10. I want you to please just take hold of this. For weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having an readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. He says, do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, tell someone you're Christ. Let him of himself think this again. He says that he is Christ. Even so are we Christ. Listen, I want you to hear this and understand the word Christ means anointed one. The same Christ, hallelujah, is in you. And you're anointed for every situation that you face. Everything you go through, you're anointed. You're anointed. We are Christ. I'm anointed. That's all that word means, is anointed one. That anointed one is in me. And in the midst, as I take hold of all that He has, I tap into the anointing, the Christ in me. Everything that I go through, I overcome them things, God gets glory. My life represents Him. Come on, He gets honor. He gets praise from who He is in me. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, God, Lord. I prayed, God, Lord, I just felt Your heart just to declaring to remind us, God, of who we are in You. I pray to God, Lord, that we come into the understanding that we take hold of present truth. Present truth. Present reality of You and how Your presence in our lives and Your desire to work out things in our lives, to work through things in our lives, that You get the glory and the honor from it, God. That the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Lord, we give You honor and praise. And everything within You would declare that we are. In Jesus' name.